A carving created as a memorial to those who attended residential schools has arrived at the Canadian Museum of History in Gatineau, K. after a journey that took it from Vancouver Island to communities across the country. The Indian Residential School Memorial Monument was carved by artist Stanley C. Hunt, who is Kwa Ghul and comes from Tisaxis, Fort Rupert, near Port Hardy. The 5.5 meters piece fashioned from red cedar is a series of unsmiling faces, each representing a single child. The monument is topped by a raven that represents the creator and protector. Hunt took on the project after news came out in May 2021 about suspected unmarked graves of Indigenous children being found at the former Kamloops Indian Residential School in the TKMLUPS TSEQAPMC First Nation. The carving's cross-country journey began after it was completed in June, beginning June 17 in Port Hardy, then going to Campbell River, Nanaimo, Duncan and Victoria's Inner Harbour before heading east. In a statement, Hunt said the carving is washed in black to mark a time in our history that was dark, and orange as a reminder that every child does matter. The raven in the carving is cradling the seed of life in his beak and was created to help call our children's spirits home, he said. This raven will help us find and to identify the children. Through research and through DNA, my hope is to name all the children that are found. How would we ever know what these children could have become if they were able to live a long and prosperous life? The carving arrived at the museum in mid-October and is expected to be on display early in 2024. Greater than greater than greater than new building on Mears offers housing to young at risk. A new building on Mears Street is providing 48 units of supportive housing for young adults who are experiencing homelessness or at risk of becoming homeless. The $24 million project opened its doors last week, with funding from the federal and provincial governments. It's one of six projects with a total of about 280 units for homeless people being created in partnership with the Capital Regional District. The facility, operated by Beacon Community Services, caters to 19 to 27-year-olds and features studio units with bathrooms, showers and full-size fridges, along with a commercial kitchen, offices for tenant support, a dining room and laundry. Residents will be received two meals a day, health and wellness services and connections to education and employment opportunities. There will be staff on site at all times. The Mears Street development was completed with $2.5 million from the Federal National Housing Co-Investment Fund and $21.2 million, including the cost of the land, from the province through BC Housing's Building BC, supportive housing funds. The province also provided $150,000 in one-time startup funding. We believe this purpose-built property and the support model are an innovative opportunity to provide safe and stable housing for young adults at risk of homelessness in Victoria, said Beacon Community Services Chief Executive Tricia Guellette. We are offering not just shelter, but the supports required to thrive as they move forward on their journey to independent living. Victoria Mayor Marianne Alto said the project is a significant, tangible response to the urgent issue of homelessness among young adults. These 48 homes, with 24/7 support services, are critically needed in our community, she said. We are grateful for the investment from the province, as we work together to provide shelter, support, and hope for those who need it most. Greater than greater than greater than pop-up shop supports school breakfast programs. Breakfast programs at Greater Victoria School District schools have received a $16,500 boost thanks to the success of a pop-up selling used clothes and accessories. The not-for-profit group Breakfast to Music, which helps both breakfast programs and school music programs, partnered with the House of Savoy to create the shop in a storefront space at Chamberlain Walk on Oak Bay Avenue last weekend. Friends all over Victoria open their closets and their wallets, the group said. Greater than greater than greater than for Halloween, Oak Bay's Trick or Treat on the Avenue preparations are underway to transform Oak Bay Village for the annual Trick or Treat on the Avenue event from 2 to 6 p.m. on Tuesday. The Halloween attraction is presented by Oak Bay's Business Improvement Association, and features live music from the group Gravity Wheel and acrobats from Island Circus Space to go with plenty of Trick or Treat locations. Trick-or-treaters can find goodies on Oak Bay Avenue from Fowl Bay Road to Monterey Avenue, including streets adjacent to the main stretch. Participating businesses will have a pumpkin poster in their windows, and the Municipal Hall and Monterey Recreation Center are also handing out treats. Canvas Community Church will be running a photo booth, and there will be a 4:30 p.m. costume contest for pets in front of Engel and Volkers, judged by Oak Bay Mayor Kevin Murdoch and members of the media. A costume contest for kids sponsored by Oak Bay Kiwanis will take place at 5:30 p.m. Further details are available at visitoakbayvillage.ca. Read Locally Book Fair. A chance to meet writers. Victoria's Read Locally Book Fair is returning after debuting last spring. The Victoria Writers Society is sponsoring the event to showcase local independent writers. The fair will be held at First Metropolitan United Church and Event Center, 932 Balmoral Road, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on November 4. Fair-goers will have a chance to meet more than 40 local writers and peruse their books, which will cover genres from children's literature to mystery and science fiction. For more information, call Adina Malcolm at 250-412-7682 or send an email to dnmlclm3@gmail.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.